Mark's Bass, or Within an Inch of My Life. Labour-saving African assistant to the Duke found no other person there with whom he could rebuke, lazing in the foundry with the others of his tribe, with a jar of Walter's whiskey he'd forgotten to imbibe. In the Duke's apartment stands a traitor to his race, with a vivid purple kerchief pressed tightly to his face, anvils in his haversack and horseshoes in his hand, trumpets for his cousins who are musicians in our band. Anything he welds will turn to dross come Christmas Day, which with effort we'll endure, though there's little more to say. Traitor to his union, his profession, and his friends. Waiter, where's the onion? A confession, make amends. African attendants bringing garlic pumpkins hurrying, able seamen chanting, their stranded mothers worrying, lost on Coral Island where the tiger holds his sway, occupied with thoughts that call to creditors, repay. Waiter, where's the water? What's this fluid in the jug? Traitor, have they caught her? Fetch a beaker or a mug. Where's the humble African, the welder, the elite? Fares, please, sir, remind her of the French fleet. Stranded in the Hellespont with scurvy running wild, handed to the teller's point with winners getting riled. The Dardanelles' alarm bells were ringing in the poop. The Africans had served the Duke on bread with bowls of soup. Shanty towns were palaces beside their simple homes, paper covers covering their pile of learned tomes. Tomes the welder read in piercing tones to all that heard, tones the welder used to incense his mother's herd, cows that were to Ulysses as Homer is to me, Homer's where your heart is irretrievably. Acrimonious, ineffably large, the Countess attempted to scuttle the barge. Agatha Christie would shortly discharge the pistol which started the battle. A battle once fought is over and done. The king is the winner. Who loses? His son, made from his liver a venomous bun, a gun which began as a rattle. Pegasus flew to the east in rebuttal. Old King Cole barged in and tempted the scuttle. A move made ingenious and thereby so subtle that cowering cats turned to oysters. Oranges opened that oranges cower. Oh, in the morning I hope to grow dour. Apples so aged they start to go sour, though stored in the cool of the cloisters. To offer our homes to enemy marksmen, use these as targets, spare our remarks, then take to the waters the first men embarks when a horse can be drenched from the sea. This spirit engendered, our cause is more favoured. Agatha strengthened the many who wavered. Chekhov inspired the others who quavered. The minimum mentor was me. The dangers inherent in eating a spoon are many and varied, little and few. The speech of the Gorgon was bland. But armies compel us to eat the meal soon, to scoff from the velveteen hand that Helen has brought to our crew. Our crew of deserters, our horses of oak, our men with the sordid display, the player who mended his sword, the sight of such villains would cause me to choke in unison or in accord, my fears to increase, not allay. Our lay is the air that the flautist abhors. I judge you, the sentence is horrid. The publisher shuns my defence. The defendant is summoned, his only recourse, as the sentence is not without sense, is weeping and clasping the forehead. And Paris repeated with forks in his tongue, invasion is imminent, shortly they'll come. The speech of Cassandra resounds. Call on the bugles, let matins be sung on pagan or once pagan grounds. Gather the cuttings to paste in an album. The wary ostrich lies abed, a pillow hides his weary head, and thus is found the real way of turning sombre night to day. In contrast sleeps the wicked snail, imprisoned in a whitewash pail. His motives form a waxen scheme in hives of bees which haunt his dream. Their dreams of these pellucid whelks, who hold the reins of deers or elks, with such command and able skill, no mollusk's judge could call them ill. In deepest slumbers found the stoat, German ermine forms his coat, and though asleep he hums a note and snores a carefree chorus. A bear, yes, he too finds a nap, he chooses to ignore us. He sleeps without a sleeping cap, quaffs his nightcap lap by lap. Only we're awake to strut the stage, candelabras flicker in the cage, a fitting memento to our golden age, mirrors for the wrath that's all the rage. Babylon fell, and all were incensed. No one should authorize such a demise. The hosts encamped around in tents forbid their guests the true disguise, forbid their guests their evening ties, their bows and shows and furbelows, the pelerin grey, the jacket that glows, as the trumpet redounds, Ataturk! Wary of emperors, cheating and devious, 40 leagues onward I cautiously crept. Then came there a voice, the gods then they leave you us. Ataturk crumpled, Babylon wept. Oligarchs erudite chattered and slept, the shards of guards with leotards, the death of Eloise, now Abelard's, never to queue in the kirk. Lost in the forum, wandering lonely, not like a whale nor a camel besides, far from family, the church in Stoneleigh, memory, Cain, Ark, and Abel elides. Down in the garden the serpent-like glides, grieve that Eve will not believe. We've got to leave to find reprieve, Noah holds the lease of Eden. It's true, I swear, indeed, and if you're on the way to Whedon, take this bear and hourly feed'em. Paradigm of porter's skill, phosphorus, the grimmest pill, arabesques to loosen tongues, pilgrims to the cloistered lungs. There immersed with evil plans, Windy Wendy meets her fans. Enjoined to secrecy, they attest, examination would be best. What's the price now, olives here? Stoned as usual, my dear. Find a doctor, swallow this. In this bottle, kindly peer. Say again, I didn't hear. Deafness follows too much beer, he muttered gaily with a leer. The carol singer's getting near. Imbue me with a sense of fear. Make me from the window veer, Tiresias he, the blinded seer, reputedly a raving choir master. Ravished a maiden and reputedly cast her into the depths of disaster, bandaged her links with elastic plaster, pledged to talk faster and faster, sculpted with skill from white alabaster. He always was an ungrateful little brother, and once in bed he would demand another goodnight kiss. Windy Wendy and Peter Pan fell in love with the dustbin man. Finish the footnote as best you can, finish, however thou list. I cannot still endure the gaze of Huckleberry Finn. The primal sin is the safety pin that choked his brother. The Sawyer Tom eschews my gaze as I the gaze of Lot. The ocelot, the ill-begot, I loathe no other. Eurydice's advice is good, but better than the king, whose diamond ring, amoebous thing, beguiles my mother. Instead of salt, I conjure you to season meat with cloves. Such wheaten loaves, such borogoves, provide no cover. A racing horse is fed on cloves to thicken up his mane, meal of mixed grain reducing pain within another. The wife of Lot, the life of Wat, the wifely lot is woe. Armadillo, plaited pillow, pussy willow, there to smother Whistler's lover. And I am left in clover while my sisters throng the hive. Do I need to find your home, or do you have a garage? May I say your talking is a most unseemly barrage? Will you come with me and drive away in this my handsome carriage? Would you judge your person to be dead or half alive? Come live with me, or would it end in marriage? Would it end in harridge? There is no woman I would knowingly disparage, though I shun the gaze of Huckleberry Finn.